I know we have traffic problems, so triple team traffic. And first to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's still a terrible mess on the freeways and the city streets between North Ogden and Salt Lake City. It's actually improving the traffic on I-15 a little bit between Sunset, Clearfield, but everywhere else is having troubles. Looking at Riverdale Road in Ogden right now, the road hasn't been plowed, but enough cars have driven through it to track, so you're not driving on snow or slush necessarily unless you're making turns. Highway 89 still in rough shape, especially between Kaysville and I-15's join up, and Legacy Parkway improving a little bit as well, Eric.
I-15 northbound, pretty good shape for the most part, although you do have wet roads the entire stretch from Provo up to downtown. The biggest slowdown spots right now, 90th South and Sandy. Do have an accident, US 189 out into the mountains, Provo Canyon, if you're heading by Bridal Veil Falls. Just be on the alert for that. Heather?
Chains are required for all semis now going through Parley's Canyon. That's both eastbound and westbound. And for those of you going up to the ski resorts, both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons also requiring chains and four-wheel drive for anyone heading up there. Got very wet road conditions on the east and west side belt routes, the 201 freeway, and overall your drive will be much slower than normal. Join Michael McLean and cast for the 25th anniversary tour of The Forgotten Carols. Critics call it the ultimate family event. Shows in Ogden, Salt Lake, Heber, and Orem. Visit ForgottenCarols.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.